Oh, hey, aloha, everybody. This is KP here on the, what the day is it? It's on the 3/5/2022. I had a strong feeling that there's some things that were coming through me, so I just, I'm just going to say it out right now. You know, we're in a path of multiple things happening at the same time, and I'm just, you know, I can have your view. I have my own view of how things are working out and all this and all that. But that means nothing. Means nothing. All that stuff is whatever. Whatever we're going to go through, I'm not going to try and predict anything. I'm not predicting anything. It's just that, you know, there's just these paradigms that have sort of flashed up. Doing a little filing today of some of my parents' papers. Files and stuff like that, and getting a little bit organized. I know I'm going back to the islands. I know that the guidance is to do this now. That's one thing I do follow, is follow it now. Do it now. Do it, you know, that's the guidance. The guidance is, oh, I just had this urge to do this. So the thing about it is we're stepping out of old paradigms, and if you're going to try and keep the old paradigms going, well, all I can say is good luck with that. It's not going to happen. Things are not going to be continuing on. And if you're trying to keep the old stuff going and, oh, live in the past or live in this, and, you know, it's like I see these things and I see a lot of great things and I'm, you know, whatever the deal is, I'm not here to live in the past or in the future or anywhere else. I'm here to live in this moment right now as I can envision what I feel is going to be happening. I really can feel it strongly, and I can feel the energy of it. And so, you know, there was just this something that somehow came up, and it was just about, you know, these old things, these old sticky things that people try and get you into. And, you know, they would try, but they're old ideas. They're old ideas. So, and you know, I've run into many of these just being back here in this Midwestern area, you know, where my body got bigger. And it's kind of like, you know, the whole paradigm is, you know, to keep it the same, do it the same, stay in the same place for decades and decades and decades and decades and decades, and don't ever change, don't ever move, don't ever do anything different. That is not where I'm at. And I'm sure most of the people who listen to this will be in that same type of page that says, I'm a flexible being, and I need to be flexible as I came into this period of time that we're in right now. So, you know, as far as these sticky places that people like to, in other words, you stick yourself into a paradigm. Well, that's not going to happen. That's not happening anymore. We are moving through this. And, you know, it's a very, very, very important phase of humanity's arising. And, you know, you can call it whatever you want, the Great Awakening. And I see a lot of other people, you know, even on the newer place, they're doing the same thing. They're trying to do the same thing. And it's like I just, you know, people talk about one thing that really, you know, I just have let go of the idea of the age number means nothing to me. It means zero. It's like absolutely irrelevant, not relevant. And it's kind of like, I'm not going to even explain it. Just do what you need to do. Take it if you want to consider. You get to a certain number and, oh, my world's falling apart. Everything's going to go to hell. Well, that ain't my crap. That's not my stuff. That's your crap. That's your whoever's holding that energy. That's their holy crap. I only deal with holy crap. Yes. So I just felt I've got to get something out here. And this whole thing about, you know, these old paradigm sticky places are just, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. And it's sort of like, now one thing that is happening is that I see this deal happening, particularly here in the, you know, the territory of the planet called United States. Also, in some parts, Canada. But it's just this thing about, I have got to be a patriot. I have got to hold up my American flag. I have got to rah-rah, cheer for the United States. And I do in my own way, but it's just like, I'm here for the planet. I'm not here just for the United States. So there's that part of it. And it's got, there's that part of it, which is like, do this, do that, and on that level. And then there's the other part of it. I know that this is so much more than just that. It's a spiritual awakening. And I've seen it. You know, I've seen places, I go into places, and, you know, the only place I've ever felt, again, I mentioned this before, the only place I've ever felt at home is on the islands. And I feel, once again, it's coming around. I've been working here for about two and a half years. I don't believe it's going to reach 3 years. But in any event, I'm done here. I'm almost done here. And the islands are calling me, but it's more than the islands. It's much more than just the islands. I feel it is the Lemurian connection, that higher galactic connection, and it's not going back to the old Lemuria. It's going to be a new, completely new thing. So, you know, this whole thing about being sort of trapped down for a couple years with the CV, well, that's probably, it has been necessary, and I see the value of that. So great. But I have held the vision of my going back when I would go back. It's not for everybody, but you hold the vision of, okay, well, we'll just allow the process to play out, and I will be going back with no mask, no shot, no test, no anything. I just be who I am, and that's it. That's it. So that's going to happen. That is happening. So all these things, these paradigms, these old paradigms playing out, a lot of them are playing out. So you've got that level. Then you've got the other level, which is where, you know, these people, you know, you can say it includes the United States, Russia, China, and quite a few other countries, new financial system. Also, you've got this, now this thing that, okay, everybody's calling it a war, and I think even David Wilcock and his talk today, I don't know if he called it a war or not, but it was almost like, oh, how can Russia invade Ukraine? Well, they're not invading Ukraine. They have, as far as my view is, they're cleaning things up. They're clearing major problems up there. So I don't know if David's in that loop or not, but I don't care. I started listening to his live today. I couldn't finish it. I really couldn't. I can't stay online listening to anyone for like 3 hours. So I might listen to it later. Anyway, the whole thing that's happening is that there's that, and then there's the awakening of humanity in general. Then there's also the closing down of certain things like this Ukraine thing and all this and all that, all the things that are going along with that. You know, petroleum is going up and all this kind of stuff. And I know that it's leading to something much, much, much greater, much, much, much better, we'll call it, than we have had before. So we'll just see what happens. And honestly, I don't really know what the deal is going to be. But in any event, in my own case, just I'm following inner guidance, and I call it higher inner guidance. But whatever it is, follow that guidance and just follow it to the end of the time, in my case, at the end of the time here. It will happen, and it will finish. It will finish. So it could be earlier, before, prior to 3 years of my time being here, but I know that there's certain things I need to be here to assist energetically in the process that's going on. And one of the things was the COVID deal, the CV deal, and all this and all that that is going to, you know, basically has sort of put a great stop to a lot of things that are going on, and that's what's happening. A big stop of a lot of dark items that are going on. So that's about all that I had to say right now. I'm going to end this. I'm not going to put any music on it right now. I might put it up later as a radio show, but I don't know. Maybe I'll do another one. But in any event, just stay in the light, stay in the truth. Well, stay in your own vision, view of what's going on. Follow the intuition, intuitive guidance. And to me, it's like that's the main thing. Follow that guidance. The rest of it we'll just follow what needs to be done. So we'll talk later. And many thanks to everyone who's listening. And we will say aloha for now. And hui ho until we talk again.